be a part of the show. Call in and join in on the conversation. 781-837-4900. Now, back to Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi.
And we are back. We want to thank Mr. Schipetta for being our first guest out of the gate. And now we turn our attention to the city of Brockton. We, from time to time, have folks, whether we have a little bit of a round table and talk about city politics. Give me half a second here, Bob. Bob, can you hear me now?
I can.
There we go.
Thank
just
you.
Doing a little bit of an on-air microphone and headphone check. So, like I said, from time to time, we will have conversations, whether it's we have a roundtable discussion. We've had, like, Betsy Zulus, Bernie Hassan, Richard Bath, notable folks from the city of Brockton who have either held office or, you know, have talked about city politics, having the mayor, Bill Carpenter, or former mayor, Linda Belzotti, in to talk about what's going on with the city. And we've had Dennis DiNapoli. You've been in here a couple of times with Tom Monahan. I think there was another city councilor that you were in here with in the past 6 months. Maybe just you. Maybe you just showed up and talked. Who knows? But we've had both of you on to talk about city politics in the past. Welcome to the show this evening. First and foremost, you guys are starting with a new city council. What's it been like for the first 3 months now with the city council since January 6th, the inauguration day?
Mr. President, you go first.
Oh, thank you, thank you. You know, Kevin, it's you know, it's a really good talent pool that we have this year on the council. Of course, we lost three esteemed public servants. You know, Todd Petty and Tom Brophy, councilors at large, that served many, many years the city of Brockton, and Ward 7 Councilor Chris MacMillan, who hung it up to run for mayor. So we have two new councilors at large, Shayna Barnes and Moses Rodriguez, and Shirley Azex over in Ward 7. So, you know, I think we really have a good mix of people that are really doing it for the right reasons. And, you know, we're coming up to the budget cycle. So, you know, I think that some of the new people, much like when I came on 9 years ago, you're going to rely on some of the veteran leaders that are there. So the guy next to me here, Dennis, has been on for 14 years. So I think there's going to be a lot of people reaching out to him. But, you know, to answer your question, I think there's some really qualified and quantity people on the council this year.
Dennis?
No, I totally agree. And it's it'll be a challenge. Like when you start, you have to sort of learn the ropes. And it's been an interesting 3 months. You know, we started in January, and here we are, April 1st tomorrow, and we're rolling right along.
Now, you also have a new mayor, and we know that there's been a number of stories we've done here at ATD in regards to a number of things. It seems as though it's, you know, it's like a new pair of shoes. It's going to take a while before the city council and the mayor are going to be able to kind of fit together nicely. What seems to talk to me about having a new mayor?
Well, you know, I appreciate the fact that we have change in Brockton. You know, the voters go to the polls every 2 years and they decide who they want to serve, be it on the school committee, the mayor, the city council. And, you know, we have a form of government where it's a strong council, weak mayor. But at the end of the day, and I've said this on your show during interviews, you know, when you serve the taxpayers, the constituents, the residents of the city of Brockton, you know, you have to do it, you know, in a way that's at the best interest. And, you know, you can't always agree. You can respectfully agree to disagree on issues. But at the end of the day, we have a fiduciary duty to do what's right. And remember, the taxpayers, and Dennis is one, and I'm one, you know, we expect certain things from the city. And the elected officials are the ones, at least for 2 years when you're in there, that need to be the spokespeople for. So, yeah, it's challenging times right now. You know, we aren't always going to agree. I mean, I can tell you right now, I don't always agree with the mayor, but I don't always agree with some of my colleagues on the council as well. So, you know, I think you need to just do your homework, do your due diligence, and then stand on your vote and be proud of your vote, and you know, we'll see how it pans out.
Do you want to respond, Dennis?
Sure. I think the number one thing that we have to have, and I've been on the council for 14 years, is communications. And sometimes we lack that. You know, I don't know how Bob feels, but sometimes we're the last ones to find out anything going through the city hall doors. And it's been like that from day one since I've been on the council. You know, we have to be informed.
So are you saying that, that it's different under this particular administration than it has been under?
No,
you've been through three different administrations, right?
Four.
Yeah. Okay, four different administrations. Is this the we're actually in our fourth one right now? Is the level of communication different with this mayor than it was with the past three?
It's each individual mayor did their own thing. And like I said before, the lack of communication with the council has been lacking since the Jack Units days.
Oh, okay.
If I could just jump in again, I've served under Mayor Harrington and Mayor Belzotti and now Mayor Carpenter. What I think may be different with the current mayor is that he did serve in an elected capacity. He was a school committee member, but he wasn't on the city council. Whereas Jim Harrington and Linda Belzotti served for many years on the city council. So I think perhaps there's a difference there. There definitely is a difference there where, Jimmy Harrington and Linda Belzotti, understood what the roles and duties and procedures and policies of the city council is. But, that's not a knock on the mayor. I mean, he served on the school committee. But the city council is a unique charter form of government. And, I can't speak to communication. All I can say is, we have to work in collaboration, and that doesn't always happen.
One of the issues that has been covered in Brockton is the fact that the mayor has changed the staff, actually increased staff, and the city council has kind of put up, I guess a fight would be the best word, or an unwillingness maybe is a better word, to approve the mayor's staff budget. Is there any comment from either of you on kind of your feelings about that change or the budget or anything like that?
Do you want to go first, Bobby?
Yeah, I mean, all I can say is this, is that the mayor is the CEO, the administrator of the city of Brockton. So when a new administration comes in, the mayor has the right to make changes. But I want to make it clear that people were hired without the funding being in place. And in my private practice, I wouldn't hire people unless I knew the money was there to pay their salaries. Now, there is a misnomer going around that the city council is being an obstructionist, specifically to an $11,000 or so appropriation request for separation costs. I just want to make it clear that those separation costs were already paid out. There were two people that served under the former mayor's administration, Linda Belzotti, and they weren't kept on. And again, the mayor can choose to hire or fire whoever they want, but those people were paid. And the fact is that the city council is making, again, a responsible, I think, analysis that the separation costs were paid already. And we control the money. So, I can't speak for all 11. I can only speak for myself. So, I'll stand on my vote. But I just want to make it clear to your listeners that we're not holding up people being paid. Those people were already paid many months ago when they weren't kept on at City Hall.
Don't forget, the other thing that Mayor Carpenter did was, like Bobby said, that the money wasn't appropriated. There was people in his office that got large raises right off the top. And To me, that was, you really have to look at that. He spent money that he didn't have. And now what the process is right now is, the first process came around that I believe the whole cost was $51,000. And then it failed. And then it was sent back to finance. And then he cut the budget down. Then he separated the two issues. He separated the issue of paying the former staff, Belzotti's budget, and the people that he hired. And he got rid of that. Now, in finance right now, it'll be up next Monday night that the mayor is trying to take the money out of the personnel department to put back into his department. Okay.
Can he legally do that, though?
Well, no, you can transfer money. Okay. What he wants to do is, he's already paid the Belzotti transition team out of his budget. Okay. It falls under his budget. It's under his roof. He wants to take that money, and what he wants to do with that money is, I really don't know. We're going to ask him why he wants to put that money back in there. Okay? But he's looking to trade. First of all, he wanted to take it out of Jay Condon's office, and that failed, and now he found the money in the personnel department to put back in there. So we'll wait and see. And it's only until June 30th. Because June 30th, all bets are off, the new budget comes out,
right,
and he has to submit a new budget for the people that he has in his office to carry them through from until July 2015.
Let me ask you a question. And that, because you talk about unorthodox in regards to what he's doing as far as with his staff. I mean, but I think if you look at, let's look at the city solicitors. I mean, I know that that was something that he had come before the city council. It was looking to hire another, he wanted to add, and that was kind of built in. But there were a lot of questions about that.
That was because we were spending a lot of outside money for outside consultant and lawyers at $200 or $300 an hour, right, Bob?
Yeah, it's specific. The line item on that is a vast majority, a high percentage of the outside legal counsel is fighting the power plant, the proposed power plant. Mm. So you're right about that, Dennis. I mean, it was a cost analysis relative to any type of financial savings or cost containment measures for keeping it in-house versus outsourcing it to, say, the Boston law firms.
And the other thing he did want to bring up, too, is they're in negotiations now with all the unions, and our attorneys handle all those negotiations. And they settled the fire. The police is on the table right now. Then you got to go through the school department and then public works. Personnel at City Hall, so you need attorneys for that instead of hiring an outside attorney.
So that's
they will be using.
But that's kind of like, but it's one of those things where he's kind of thought outside of the box, or at least something like that. Is it just he takes a different route as to that it's something that's going to take getting used to, that this is someone who is looking to do something differently than what past administrations have done?
Or saving money.
I think at the end of the day, Kevin, you know, we talked about communication a little earlier. I mean, it's one thing that we did this year that's never happened in the history of Brockton is to have a joint meeting. You know, I brought it forward at the inaugural, and
right.
We did it. We did the first one 2 months ago at the West Junior West Middle School. We're going to do it again in May at the East Middle School. And, you know, listen, this isn't about bashing anybody. This is about, you know, what's right, what's wrong.
Right.
And again, as elected officials, we're not always going to agree.
Right.
But at the end of the day, you only have a finite pot of money that you can delve into. Right now, with deficit spending, which we're allowed to for snow and ice removal under Mass General Law, we have to pay that back next year. So, you know, we did another $750,000 just the other night, in addition to the $1 million that we did under Mass General Law. So, you know, hopefully Mother Nature, even though today she was a little tricky, hopefully, you know, that aspect of our financial budget is going to be finalized. But I mean, the money is what the money is, and you can only do with what you have with what you have where you are. So I'm interested to see going into the next fiscal cycle where the funds are going to be generated so that it's sustainable.
Again, we're speaking with the Brockton City Council President Robert Sullivan and Woodfive City Councilor Dennis DiNapoli, and we're kind of getting an idea of like where things are. I mean, we report what goes on in the city of Brockton, and we've been able to hear from a lot of different your colleagues and other folks in the community in regards to things that are going on. I think one of the other hot topic that's been going on, and that is the police chief / civilian police commissioner. And I know that this afternoon, for a second time, that Bob Hayden was sworn in as the interim
police chief. Yes.
Give me your thoughts on that. Well, just from what I'm gathering is that this ordinance has been looked at and discussed a number of times. There have been a number of changes. Is this something that you guys think is eventually going to get done, or do you think that this is something that is going to keep getting kicked around and looked at and discussed?
Well, you know, it's a good thing we didn't pass the first one because of Mr. Hayden's predicament with the Brockton Retirement Board and his health insurance. And the other thing is, you know, we found out later on. Well, let's back up a little bit. When we all sat down with the mayor back in with November, right? We all visited his office and we sat down and we discussed everything. They told us everything's okay. Don't worry about it. We got it. We got this. We got that. And then all of a sudden, the roof falls in. Mr. Hayden can only work 960 hours a year. He can only earn $51,000 a year. We hired him at $150,000, and it turned into be a fiasco. It really is. It's a mess. So now, Council Dubois has submitted an amendment at the last council meeting. We're going to discuss it Monday night, and I'll let Bob take over after.
Yeah, I mean, one of my roles as a city council president this year is to appoint people to committees, and I appointed the ordinance committee. So, you know, I don't want to really talk about too much of matters that are pending before the council. I will say that the ordinance committee, which is chaired by Ward 3 Councilor Dennis Venieri, and Dennis DiNapoli sits on it as well, you know, they took it serious. It was an ordinance that was filed by Ward 2 Councilor Tom Monahan, and, you know, at the request of the mayor. And again, I mean, I publicly spoke in my capacity, not as president, but as councilor at large, that I didn't agree with that proposal. You know, I think from a financial standpoint, you know, you don't put a price tag on health and safety. You don't. And I'm a father of three young kids in Brockton. So I can appreciate anything that we can do to curb violence and crime. But I do think you have to look at the dollar amounts and sustainability. And, you know, the fact that, you know, there was a lawsuit or an injunction filed in Superior Court relative to an age question under Mass General Law, you can't be a chief if you're 65 or plus. You know, Mr. Hayden, and again, I've read about him. I've met him a few times. He's well-respected. He's a great public servant. He's done a lot for law enforcement. But the bugaboo that I had, and I said it then and I'll say it again, is that you're paying someone that was a chief that you have the ability as the mayor to bring down, take away as chief, and that was Manny Gomes, and he's a captain now, but he's now at Brockton High being paid a chief's salary. And then the original request was $149,000 to pay Mr. Hayden as a civilian commissioner. Sure. And now that's modified because of the pension.
$50,000.
Yeah, the pension. That's $50,000.
Right.
And I think there's a proposal now to have another chief. So a chief in there and pay a you know, I have an issue of not being able to promote within. I said that day. I think there's quality men and women that have done their time and know the city of Brockton well. Not a knock on Mr. Hayden. But at the end of the day, you have to look out, where is all this money coming from to pay, and who is it, the civilian commissioner or the chief is going to be the department head? I think that's a real issue that needs to be discussed. So we'll see. I mean, it's a pending matter, so we'll talk about it.
From what I've heard personally, actually, things with Mr. Hayden have actually gone well within the first couple months of having him on board. I mean, is that true?
Have
is
you guys actually heard anything to that degree that things have things improved under his command, or What is your consensus as to how things have been over the past 60 days?
I think the department has turned around quite a bit.
Okay.
Oh, absolutely. You can see a difference. The police are they're when you look at the city now, people say, "Well, look at all the police here, there, and everywhere." It's great to have that visibility of the police officer, but like what Bob said, is the bottom line is the age factor in the money situation. Now, with the new proposal that Michelle Dubois, Council Dubois, Ward 6 has, we're going to have, of course, Manny Gomes has to, we bought out his contract.
Right. Okay, well, is he not also a consultant?
He's
supposed to be a consultant in this thing, right?
Well, that was in there. So he's being paid chief's pay for the next 13, 14 months. We're supposed to have a new police chief that's going to be named if the Hayden thing goes through as a commissioner.
Mm.
Okay? So then we have, that's, what's the cost of that? About $300,000, give or take?
Yeah,
yeah, I mean, about that.
Again, I don't know the hard numbers, but yeah, I mean, there's dollars. And I will say that I'm impressed with the collaborative approach. We've always had the Stadies helping Brockton PD. And again, yep, those men and women, this was seen by the two losses in Boston. Fire and police put their lives on the line every single day. And, you know, we have a better community for these men and women that serve. So I do think Brockton PD is doing a great job. And I like the assistance that I see with the others. The Stadies have been doing it. The feds have been doing it. And now, of course, Plymouth County Sheriff are helping out as well. So, you know, I think at the end of the day, you know, we all want a better Brockton. We all want it to be a safe community, a thriving community. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we have a duty, Dennis and I, and the other nine.
So is it strictly just a fight? This is what it sounds like to me. You like what the guy's doing. The thing is that you're worried about you're going to end up paying two people to be a chief and another person $50,000. It's the financial thing that worries you guys. Is that right, that you're liking what the guy is doing? It's just a matter of the financial aspect.
And it's not just the salary component. You know, I know they want to have mm-hmm. a motorcycle crew out there. Mm-hmm. What's the least expense relative to the motorcycles? What is overtime expenses? I mean, all these are things, again, the administration, the mayor, has to deal with that in his budget, and we'll see that. And as the current city council president, I'm going to call an early, like I did in 2008 when I was the president, I'm going to call an early budget cycle, because I think we need to see where we are, and hopefully the mayor will get it to us as quick as he can. But I think the financial component, Kevin, is huge. It really is, because it's not just a one-time expense. We're going to have reoccurring expenses that are going to be magnified. And then what Dennis said earlier about collective bargaining, you know, we don't sit at the table. But we're going to have some huge financial dollar amounts that are going to be requested. Well, that's just a fact.
Any early indication what you're looking at as far as the state? I mean, I know I know this. The Senate voted, and I know that the House is pondering giving extra monies for local aid, that they want to set the benchmark a little bit higher for local aid this year. How does Brockton kind of figure in? Do they figure into that or no?
Well, I mean, I would hope so. I mean, I haven't seen any hard figures yet, and I don't think we will yet. It's premature. But, you know, the benefit of Brockton is, of course, we have three state reps, and we have the state senator. So we have, you know, representation at Beacon Hill, which other municipalities in the Commonwealth don't have, you know. So we have a lot of people up there going to bat for us. So I don't know. I mean, it's always a daunting task every year to see the House side, the Senate side, and then the governor's side. So I don't know yet, Kevin.
You know, you mentioned Bob Hayden. He's got great credentials, and he has a lot of the connections to put things together that maybe another chief or other chiefs in other departments don't have, because he worked with the federal government, he's worked with Boston, he's not a young guy, and he's been around, and he has all these connections, and that's what you want somebody in there with connections like that, you know. So we'll wait and see what happens. But the whole thing, when this was brought to us, wasn't brought to us correctly. The puzzle had a lot of missing pieces, and now the pieces are coming together. So let's see where it goes Monday night.
Yeah, one thing is, I mean, on ordinance changes, which are laws that impact the daily lives of the residents of the city of Brockton and also the businesses that run it in the city of Brockton. A quick example, medical marijuana, okay? It took us about a year and a half to delve into that. It just kept coming back out of committee, and we kept adding things and subtracting things. But at the end of the day, you know, something was passed that we all can be, cognizant of the fact that due diligence was done. A lot of input from different departments were put in there. Now it's on the books, and it's an overlay district. So, you know, not to rush something that's going to have an impact, I think, is key. And again, the people that sit on the ordinance committee, you know, they had two meetings, you know, and now it's coming back to FinCom, and we'll just kind of, you know what, kind of keep delving into it, and ultimately a vote's going to come down. And how that vote comes down, who knows, Kevin, but ultimately a vote will come down.
Okay. We got a couple of minutes left. We are expecting Adam Creedon to join us for a couple of moments. But I did put a call out there asking folks if, you know, if they had any questions that they wanted to ask their representation on the city council. Dennis, questions being asked of you is in regards to, any upcoming meetings that you're going to be holding, or I know that there was an idea brought up in regards to a business association. I know that there's one on the Montello side and the Campello side. Don't know if that's something that that you're working on, or if you have an interest in discussing. As far as Bob, folks wanted to, I had three challenges that the city is going to face. That's something you can also answer if you want, Dennis, that the city is going to be facing in the top three challenges that the city is going to face in the next couple of years.
Budget, 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 all the way down. I just had a ward meeting last Wednesday night. We had about 60 people there.
Okay.
You know, my next ward meeting will be in May.
Okay.
And it'll be announced.
You hold them on a regular basis.
Okay. As for the There's a group out there that want to start an East Side Business Association. We have three business associations in Brockton right now. We have the Montello, Campello, and we have the Downtown Business Association. Anybody in the city can join any one of those three associations. I mean, if you want to set up a new association on the East Side, you have to have a charter. You got to go through the State House. You got to do tax tax credits and things with through the bank and through the federal government. It's not, you just can't put this together. Okay. We already have three. Why would you want to start a fourth one in the city when they're dying for people to join their associations and make them bigger and stronger? That's where I stand on that. Okay. Bob can answer the other question.
Yeah, I mean, I think at the end of the day, everything falls on money, right? You have to have the budget in place. You have to have the finances in place to really fund and make sure that the city services that the taxpayers are paying for and deserve and entitled to, quite honestly. So, you know, I think we need to look at every single penny. We need to do cost containment. We have to have fiscal responsibility. We have to think outside the box. The streetlight acquisition, you know, it saved over $650,000 last year. Something that I've proposed, I'm going to do it again, for LED. We need to convert that to LED, get 10-year warranties. We also need to make sure we keep businesses in Brockton and maintain them here, make sure they don't leave the city of Brockton. Also attract new businesses. We got Crown Linen. We got Keneally Foods. We got Bernardi. I mean, those are the great things. When we lost something like a Sorelli Food, that was a negative, Kevin. So I think at the end of the day, we need to work together to make sure that the city of Brockton is thriving. Another thing that I think we need to really look at, again, is the Aquaria contract. And they're coming in, actually, next Monday, the 7th. They're coming before us. They came in last year. I filed a resolve. All my colleagues signed off on it. We need to know, are those people abiding by the contract, which was marketing? And if they are, prove it to us. And the power plant, you know, that's not an issue that should be going away right now. It's an impact. It's going to severely impact the city of Brockton. So those are some issues, Kevin. But at the end of the day, money is key. And we need to make sure that we have the money and we do it properly.
We will step aside, and then when we come back, we will speak with State Representatives Josh Feller and Rhonda Nyman. Do not go anywhere.